The following program is sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group. Josh Jelensky is the president of Wealth Quarterback LLC, a registered investment advisory firm located in New Jersey. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm or its representatives by securities regulators, nor is it an indication that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Investment advisory services may only be provided to clients in jurisdictions in which the firm and its representatives are appropriately registered or exempt from registration. You should not assume that any discussion or information contained in this broadcast serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy, or product, or any non-investment related content made reference to directly or indirectly in this broadcast will be profitable, equal any corresponding indicated historical performance level or levels, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelensky. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelensky Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelensky.
Josh Jelensky, the financial quarterback, and we're taking your calls. Now is the favorite part of the show for me, where we take listener-inspired questions on any and every financial topic you want to discuss, from life insurance to annuities to Roths to 401ks to IRAs to mutual funds, ETFs, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, macroeconomic concepts, whatever question you want. No question is a dumb one, except the one that you do not ask. So call us now, and we're giving away the book, The Power of Zero, and giving away the movie to the first 10 of you who call us to get the Tax Train movie. So this is a powerful documentary, and you're able to get The Power of Zero. The Tax Train is coming. This is a Hollywood-style documentary film with an all-star cast: George Shultz, PhD, David Walker, former Comptroller General of the U.S., Ed Slott, CPA, Tom Hegna, Van Miller, and David McKnight. This video takes an in-depth look at how the U.S. national debt is setting the stage for massive tax increases in 10 years, or probably about 8 years, and how they'll impact a retiring generation of baby boomers. This is the first movie ever to explore our nation's looming debt crisis and the proactive measures that baby boomers can take to protect their retirement plans from the crush of higher taxes. So give us a call, and if you're interested in doing a LIRP, a life insurance retirement plan, or a Roth conversion, I say you have like just 30 days to really act, 29 days, because one of the reasons you want to do this, you want to spread the taxes out over years, and it's better to spread it out over 8 years than 7 years, right? So give us a call. Next up, we're going to the phone lines, and we have our caller. Ken, go ahead, Ken.
Josh, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Your guest just before, a lot of potentially maybe the hesitancy to get into the Roth.
And for those of you who missed the last hour, you can get it on podcasts. So subscribe to the podcasts on either the iHeartRadio app, or I actually go on Apple and go to the podcast section, and you can look for The Financial Quarterback, and it's a powerful podcast that you will not want to miss. Okay, so go ahead on Roth.
No, I'm sorry. Has it ever come up, the potential of the government taxing earnings on the Roth in the future, which could be a contributing factor of why people don't want to do the Roth now. It's, you know what I mean? And we'll just roll the dice, take our chances kind of thing with what we have and defer it today.
I think that's severely misguided and wrong. And I would also say that if you really believe that, then I would put money into life insurance and the LIRP, the life insurance retirement plan, over the Roth, because we have precedent in the 80s. I don't know if you've ever heard of these, but most accountants that I'm aware of are even unfamiliar with these tax codes. TAMRA, TEFRA, and DEFRA. They allowed, so back in the day, you could buy a single premium life insurance policy. People would put millions in it once, and it would be given numerous tax benefits, Section 101. Section 7702 of the IRC code talk about that the inside buildup of cash value within a life insurance policy grows tax-deferred and can be pulled out tax-free with loans. So the IRS has already upheld life insurance even after tax laws change around it. So it used to be that if you had $1 million and you wanted $1 million to grow tax-free for your lifetime and then also for your heirs, you could put in a single premium. Now, there is single premium life insurance now, but it's taxed more like an annuity. So if you take the money out, all the growth is taxable to you. That's called LIFO taxation, last in, first out. But if you do a 5-pay or a 7-pay policy, a 5-pay universal life or a 7-pay whole life, it meets the standard definition of a non-modified endowment contract, which is how you want to structure these. You don't want a MEC. You don't want a modified endowment contract. You want a non-modified endowment contract, unless there's certain variables like, you know, you want access to the money in 2 years, all the money you put into it or something like that. So, I mean, life insurance has already upheld scrutiny of tax law changes. So, I mean, I personally do the life insurance strategy on my own life more than the Roths. Why? Well, my argument is interesting. I believe in something called the cost of money. So if you pay the tax now, I have to have some incentive for 10 or 15 or 20 years to make up the tax bill that I paid. Does that make sense? Yeah. And if I die, the death benefit covers what are called lost opportunity costs. So I'm generally a fan more of the LIRP than the outright Roth conversion. That being said, those who say the Roth will be taxed in the future, they may or may not be right, but we have a benefit now, right? I mean, like, and they're not going to be able to. And here's the thing. In the big Trump tax code debates, they weren't talking about getting rid of the Roth. They were talking about getting rid of the 401k tax deferral. They weren't talking about getting rid of the Roth. So I think people say that. I don't know why people say that. I've heard that said before, but it doesn't make any sense. Even President Obama, they would publish every year the Treasury Green Book, and they would talk about what things they would go after. They, you know, for future revenue, which is really for future tax hikes, veiled tax hikes. And one of the things they talked about was going after the stretch IRA, not life insurance owned by individuals and not Roths. So I hope that helps you.
Yeah, it just seems like, you know, no matter what administration gets in there, they'll get their talons into whatever strategy you or anyone tries to do. So maybe that's...
No, over 102 years, the Internal Revenue... Well, that's a good point, but it's not true when you're talking about life insurance. Life insurance has been tax-free. No, life insurance has been tax-free for 102 years. 102 years. And even when they changed the rules about it, they still made it tax-free up to a limit. It's called the 5-pay rule or the 7-pay rule. So what are you going to do alternatively? I mean, stick your head in the sand? Max out your 401k? I mean, I get what you're saying, but it really, you have to think, you got to deal with the cards you're dealt with. You can't just say, oh, well, they're going to tax it in the future, so I'm not going to do anything. And they're not going to tax it in the future yet. We know we have a tax code for the next 7 to 8 years that, barring some significant regime change, which we would mean we would need a Democratic president, Democratic Congress. So in reality, I would say even if they tax things in the future, why wouldn't you pay tax on stuff now at lower rates so that it could grow tax-free? And if they, in some random world, future tax world, they tax a Roth, which has already been taxed. They're not going to tax something twice. They could, you know, that's like violation of key law and precedent. What they would do is they would raise the rates. See, that's the thing that they're going to do. They're going to raise rates on your IRAs. They're not going to. Also, think about how hard it would be to administer a tax on the Roth. Now, they might say, we're going to stop the future Roth conversions. But to be honest, they want the Roth conversions to be done because then they get tax revenue now. And I think it's far more likely that they stop the deferral of 401ks and IRAs. So, interesting point. So, you know, but I would say, you know, what's the alternative? Stick your head in the sand. Do nothing. So, okay, we're going to go to the phone lines. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, whatever questions you have, no question is a dumb one except the one that you do not ask. Okay? So call us now. We're going to talk to you about a little known rule called the QCD, the Qualified Charitable Distributions. A lot of you want to give to charity. And a great place to do that in light of the new tax code is the QCD. We'll talk about that and the Trump Xi trade talks. You know, when are we going to have a trade deal with China? So we'll see. Give us a call if you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds. Tax reform has altered the year-end calculus of charitable giving. And we'll help you break down what to do for year-end gifting. Okay, so call us now, 888-988-JOSH. Get the free book when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. Call us now. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
We'll be right back.
Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, coming to you live with any and every financial question you might have. Give us a call now if you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, whatever question you have. No question is a dumb one except the one you do not ask. So call us now with any and every financial question. We want to hear from you. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH. We got Zach.
Yes, I moved to a new house and I tend to rent the old one. At one point, the old house becomes rental property after I list it with an agent or I rent it.
Well, you got to have rental income, you know, but it, you know, you got to have some proof for renting income. And you also want to check with your CPA or one of our CPAs, folks. By the way, we have many CPAs who we have networked with who will give a complimentary year-end tax fighting review to those of you who schedule and keep your no-obligation review. But you got to have income, you know.
Yes. But what happened is if I don't rent it for 3 months, I have expenses. And sure. Can I deduct the expenses? Because I do have other rental properties.
It sounds like it. I mean, you want to check with a CPA, but yeah, okay. Sounds like it.
All right, thank you very much.
You want to create an LLC, and then you want to make sure you're not receiving enjoyment from the property for personal gain. And then, I mean, it sounds like you could do it for sure. But I would check with your CPA. But it doesn't sound like there's an issue. Are you living in the property?
Move to the new one.
So you have a new primary residence?
Correct.
And then do you have any type of proof that you're attempting to rent it?
Yes, we're listed with an agent.
Okay, well, then I would keep the proof and for your records. You know, and it sounds like it's perfectly reasonable and fine, you know.
Okay. All right, Jess, thank you very much. You have a good show. I keep listening to it, and I learn a lot.
Thank you for listening. Tell all of your friends, and then we have the podcasts. So give us a call if you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds. Next up, we have Rick.
Hi.
Ravishing Rick, go ahead. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback.
Yes, hi. My question is that if you could elucidate, in other words, make it a little clearer about what you just talked about before as far as the 5-pay and 7-pay premium insurance policy, and also is there any kind of examination, medical examination that you have to take for that? Otherwise, you just can't just put the money in.
Well, very, very good. Number one, you do have to pass a physical, okay? But I've had some people say, oh, I'm 80. I'm too old for this. No, well, you're not too old. Insurance companies will take you up to the age of 85 if you're healthy. Now, it becomes, it's more powerful when you're retired because you're closer to your demise. So some people say, well, the premiums are more. Well, yeah, well, the benefit is nearer. So we do an analysis of what the rate of return would be on the death benefit and on the cash value and how the cash value grows. You would have to pass a physical, but you don't have to be super healthy. Generally, most people get approved when we shop around. Now, let's say you are uninsurable. You could always get it on your spouse or significant other or your children. Now, why would you want to do that? Because in many cases, life insurance properly designed can be structured as a Roth for the rich. What do I mean by that? With a Roth, you grow your money with after-tax dollars. You pay the taxes up front, and then it grows tax-free, and you can pull it out tax-free and leave it tax-free and enjoy it tax-free. Similar is the life insurance retirement plan called the LRRP. You're paying tax on the seeds, and it's growing into a tax-free harvest. Contrast that with the IRA and the 401k. You're getting a tax break on the seed, but then you're paying taxes on a larger harvest. So even if the rate's the same, you're paying more taxes in the IRA if your rates are the same. If rates are higher, it would be worse to do the IRA or the pre-tax instruments. As far as the 5-pay, the 7-pay, okay, when you normally have a normal life insurance contract, it's like whole life payable at age 100. And so it takes a while for the cash value to build because for that unit of premium, there's a greater death benefit. Now, some of these guys, and even McKnight, say to buy the least amount of insurance that your unit of premium buys so your cash value grows better. And although that's true, that your cash value grows better, some people want to have a significant death benefit because they love their heirs. So I don't necessarily think that that's always the way you should do it. It all depends on the type of policy you want and the construction. But a 5-pay is just how it sounds. You construct a policy so that you have 5 premium payments. So if you want to put $1 million away tax-free, you would pay 200 grand over 5 years. If you want to put in 50 grand, you would put in 10 grand a year over 5 years. If you want to put in 100 grand, you put in 20 grand over 5 years. That's a 5-pay. A 7-pay is 7 years of premium payments. A 10-pay is 10 years of premium payments. And then what's nice about that is after you're done with the premium payment schedule, you can actually take tax-free loans out against the policy and get a tax-favored, even tax-free stream of income because you are loaning against the death benefit. Now, the loans reduce the death benefit, but you still have a sizable death benefit in most occasions, and you're getting money tax-free, not just taxable like in an IRA. Does that help you, or do you want me to elucidate further?
Oh, no, that's definitely another question on the if you have a tax to answer again on what you spoke about today is that if you have a TDA, a tax deferred annuity, okay, mm-hmm. so that I could then convert that over to a Roth with no trouble before the 30 days are over, correct?
Repeat that.
In other words, a TDA is a tax deferred annuity. Yeah, in other words, you said if you have a tax-deferred annuity, it's better to convert that to a Roth, correct?
It depends on a whole unit of circumstances, what income tax you're paying. Let's say how much do you have in your TDA?
On one TDA I have $23,000. On the other one I have about $500,000.
Okay, so if you have $523,000, you may not want to do $523,000 in a Roth right away. You might want to do $100,000.
You should pay it over the 8 years, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You may want to spread it out over 7-8 years. That way, you're not crushed with taxes on the year of the conversion. You're still going to pay taxes, but yeah, you want to do it the proper way. We have a software, by the way, that will show you the optimal amount to Roth or to divert to insurance. For some of our people with TDAs, we tell them, you know, they give you that nice fixed rate.
Right.
So we tell them, okay, if you're getting 7% fixed, maybe you take that 7% fixed and you divert the 7% in fixed income that you get.
Well, that's the question also is that if you're getting 7% fixed because you're a teacher, let's say, why would you take it out at all? Because this way you're getting 7% all the time.
Because you're doubling your tax bill. So, but that's exactly right. No one should do something carte blanche. You should call us. We should run the numbers.
Want to call you. My question is, I want to go to your Manhasset so I can speak to you. Is it still possible to do it within the 30 days?
Yeah. Give us a call. I mean, I would advise you call us right away, 888-988-JOSH, definitely.
I'm going to do that. I did that already, and I'm waiting for a call back.
Okay. Well, I would... I'd call 888-988-5674. Tell them you want to get on Manhasset on the 20th. I think I'm going there on the 20th. And
okay.
If you want to meet with one of our guys before then, that way we know more about you. Want to meet with Paul Murphy before then. Okay?
Sounds good. So I will call. Thank you so much for everything. I appreciate you. I listen every week. It's unbelievable, the information that you've given me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And the TDA is an example of, again, why I would do something a little different for you. I may not do the Roth conversion. I may take the 7% a year out of the 500 grand, the 35, and you redivert that. So there's a way for people with a TDA. It's a little bit different of a plan because we want to take full advantage of that fixed rate. But I've been working with people with TDAs for years because if you just leave it in the TDA, even with you making 7%, that money is going to double every 10 years. That means your tax bill is going to double. So we want to neutralize the tax. You, of course, don't want to get rid of that 7% rate. For those of you who don't know, teachers in New York and administrators in New York have this thing called the TDA. And they get a fixed account of 7% and some as high as 8.25%. Now, that's not true for most of you. So it's a slight different plan that they need. So if you have a TDA and you want to call us for the TDA review, call us at 888-988-JOSH. We help so many people with TDAs. But even if you have an annuity, it's the same problem as the TDA or an IRA or a 401k or a 403b. You are choosing to defer taxes to a date where they might be higher in the future. So call us now, get the free book, 888-988-JOSH. Schedule a no-obligation review. We'll be in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Long Island. So call us now, 888-988-5674, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH. Call us now, get the free book, Power of Zero, fresh out, with a new edition for the Trump tax code. And you have just 29 working days left. I mean, if you count weekends, if you don't count weekends, you probably have 19 days left to take action. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH. You get the free book. Or if you're among the first 10 callers today, we have 10 rare copies of the movie, The Trump Tax Train. It's actually the Power of Zero movie. How to prepare for the coming tax strain, 888-988-JOSH. And the last caller illustrates the importance of you should not be doing this alone. If you do, you know, you move one step, you might have a landmine. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jalinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jalinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with a financial quarterback.
Slide.
We're going to go to the phone lines. But folks, call us 888-988-JOSH. We will be in Manhasset, also in New York City, Stamford, Connecticut, Hackensack, New Jersey, Short Hills, New Jersey, Princeton, New Jersey, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, Red Bank, New Jersey, this Monday, and also our corporate headquarters, Toms River, New Jersey. So, go ahead, Gordo.
Yes, Josh. I know you had a very tough Thanksgiving this year. You and the family had a big gap at the table this year, of course.
Yeah, and it's been everyone pray for my mom. So she's battling. We need to pray for mom, and she's my beautiful mother. Yes, yeah, so pray hard for her. Praying for a miracle. So, thank you, Gordon.
Josh, thanks. The recent election results in the United States wasn't all that I hoped for, but a little before that, there was some good news from another country, where after 16 years of José da Silva, the Brazilians changed course and elected, in my opinion, a very good man in Bolsonaro. And I was wondering if you had any opinion, since Brazil is a very sizable country in our hemisphere. I was wondering if you saw any effect of that election on the United States.
Well, I think it could be good long-term for Brazil to embrace pro-growth economic policies, of course. That's always a benefit. We'll see, though. I mean, I'm skeptical. Do you remember President Modi of India was called, the savior of India? And then, nothing really happened of that. People were calling him the Reagan of India. And then, he was confiscating cash. And so sometimes the international news community builds out a story that proves not entirely accurate, They glorify these people like Macron and, all of them. And we don't know. And we don't know until they really push forth their agenda. I think it's the verdict's out for me. I don't know. I guess you like him. I mean, all I know is what our media tells us about him, which we'll see. We will see. The verdict's still out, though. Any other follow-ups to that, Gordon?
Since what you just said, do you think Macron has... I think he's trying hard. He's got a lot of opposition. Do you think he's doing a good job in France?
Well, I don't know. I'm not French, but some of what I heard... his economic plans seem to be better than his predecessor, But we'll see. He's taken a more business-friendly stance, and we will certainly see. He's trying. You got to realize Macron with his popularity was slumping, so he tried an aggressive tax cut. I think as of October, though, unemployment was still 9% in France. So that reminds me, we should get some international experts. We should do an international. We'll probably do an international show in January on the international economy and what's going on there. And I'll get some big. Big names in the international community. But yeah, joblessness fell to 9.3%. And they also delivered tax breaks to corporations and to France's wealthiest, which will prevent many to move elsewhere. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction for sure. I don't know about, you know, him picking fights with Trump or whatever, that kind of, I don't know if that helps any of them, but we'll see. You know, so much of the economic news of the international economy is kind of through the prism of what we hear. So I'm always a little bit skeptical of international economics news, unless I hear from people whose boots are on the ground. That they always try to make things monolithic when they're not. But good call, Gordon. Okay, next up, we're going to the phone lines. Who do we have next? Tom, go ahead. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for the call.
Okay, I have a question. I have enough principal, and I'm a very, very conservative investor. And I have most of my money in QDIC-eligible preferred stocks and maybe 20% in municipal bonds. And I'm fine. I think I'm okay with the 5.5% to 6.5% interest that I'm getting on the bonds and the 4% on the munis. But I'm wondering, are there other conservative investments that you would recommend? I'm not that concerned with increasing my principal. I just want to have safe, predictable income.
Sure. I would have, there are many different options that you could look at. I mean, the first caveat with preferred stocks and QDICs and all that is your principal is not protected. So if we went through an economic meltdown like 08 or 2000 to 2002, those things which seem predictable and safe are not really that. So realize that you have some risk there that you may not be comfortable with. There are certainly many, many other conservative strategies like the LERP, like FIAs, where you can get predictable income, conservative rates of return, but also have added principal protection that you don't have in what you explained to me as some of your investments. So I might diversify out to some of those, maybe 50% with principal protection and maybe 50% remain kind of what you're doing now. So I would want to look at the whole entire picture and talk about what's going to happen with principal protection. Because a lot of people are doing preferred stocks in the last decade, and then they saw their value erode 30, 40, 50% because of the meltdown. Also, if interest rates go up, the value of those preferreds are going to go down, because if you're getting a 5% rate and somebody get a 4% CD or a 5% CD or 5% fixed annuity, and I mean, I'm looking at rates on fixed annuities up to 4.3. CDs, now, yes, there's a 10-year hold, or, you know, you get surrender charges, you get penalized if you take money out, you know, more than 10% per year. But some of those have no fee, and, you know, you get a very safe, conservative rate of return with principal protection. And even CDs are cranking 3%. So when rates go up a little further, what's going to happen to those preferreds or bonds, you know? So that would be my concern there. I'd want to blend in some things with principal protection. I'd also want to build in some inflation protection so that your purchasing power is protected as well. Because if you're just getting a fixed yield, maybe you put 20% of your overall portfolio in things to hedge you against inflation. Okay, any other questions on that?
Yeah, it was during the meltdown that you were speaking about in the early 2000s, when the preferred stocks dropped by 50%, you're still getting your interest rate on the amount you paid, the 25 per share. You're not losing your interest rate, correct? You're still getting, no matter how much they go up or down, you're still getting your specific interest rate on the specific purchase.
If you have $1 million in a portfolio and all of a sudden you see it be 500 when you get your statement, you'd be pretty concerned. You know, they're not riskless, you know. And there are companies, you know, preferred stock in GM, Enron. You know, there's a lot of companies, MCI, WorldCom, you know, that seem like a good investment, and then they quickly don't become one. So I would want to focus on principal preservation as well as income. Does that make sense?
Yep, no, I appreciate it. Thank you very much
so
for the information.
Definitely call us for the preferred stock review. We'll look at the risk of what you're holding. And again, I don't know the exact preferred stocks, but I do know that a big risk of owning them is they are sensitive to interest rates. So as rates rise, the share price falls. So call us 888-988-JOSH. Also, they have call risk. So, you know, they can call them and then you're not getting any yield. So I would call us 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages. 888-988-JOSH.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. We have Rebecca. Go ahead.
Good morning, Josh. I listen to you every Saturday morning, and I love listening to you.
Thank you.
I
love being listened to. Tell everyone.
Yeah. I have a situation where my husband is 70, I'm 65, and he took early Social Security because he lost his job and couldn't find another one. And then plus he had to start taking care of his elderly mother. We took her into our home. And then, so I work part-time, but I only work during the school year. The house that we're living in is both in his name and his sister's name, and she wants a house. And so we would possibly be getting just over $400,000. And we want to know what is the best way to invest that so that we can get an income from it.
Well, there are many different strategies. You could do income-oriented stock, dividend-paying stock. Of course, there are risks of principal, but we could kind of ladder out and diversify you in 20 different companies that pay good dividends. You could also look at bonds, municipals, municipal bonds yielding a strong amount. That would be tax-favored income. You could also look at annuities that would pay you an income guaranteed for life based on the claims-paying ability of the underlying issuer. And you can pick no-fee annuities as opposed to higher-fee annuities. A lot of people don't know that exist. One of the misnomers of annuities are when you die, it dies. So there are ones that have a death benefit. Also, you could look at the LERP. The LERPs that are talked about in David McKnight's book, The Power of Zero. They will pay money on a tax-favored basis. The money grows tax-free and can be pulled out tax-free if paid for with after-tax dollars. So you have a host of of income options. We would probably blend a strategy, 50% principal protected, maybe even 60% principal protected stuff, and 40% where it pays income, but there's a little bit more risk, but there's a little bit more opportunity for growth as well. Does that help you?
Yeah. Do you have like a ballpark figure of what we could be getting for income from $400,000?
On $400,000, you'd get probably, you know, it depends, but there are programs that you probably yield about 5 to 6% yield right now. You know, depending.
Okay.
So that'd be about $20,000 to $24,000 per year, $2,000 a month on $400,000.
Okay, that helps.
I mean, this is a ballpark, you know. But one of the things you want to be clear of, if you're looking at yield, you don't want to be bitten by the yield shark. So you could go into certain REITs that pay, you know, 7% yields, 10% yields, but then you're taking an abundance of risk, you know, that you don't. You know, many people have gotten hammered by chasing too much yield. So that would be my other concern, if you're conservative.
Okay.
But, you know, I would call our office at 888-988-JOSH now and schedule the no obligation yield review. Don't get bitten by the yield shark. But how do you get better yields in a low yielding universe? So there are many options for an investor. We are fiduciaries with our registered investment advisor called Wealth Quarterback. So a lot of people talk about fiduciary this and fiduciary that. We have a fiduciary firm, Wealth Quarterback LLC, which is a registered investment advisor, of which I'm the president and CEO of. So we'd be happy to help you. 888-988-JOSH. Any other follow-ups?
That's all for me. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for the call. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH. We'd love to hear from you. Next up, we're taking more calls. Kurt.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback.
Hi, Josh. Thanks. I listen to your show. My main concern is trust. My father had a policy, not just a policy, but a stock. He was a liquor salesman, and he passed on in 1976. And my sister-in-law had located this stock that I didn't know existed. And this was last year, and she told me that it was worth like $13,000. She hired an attorney to trace down the stock that my father had. And last year, it told me it was $13,000. And my brother had just told me that it's worth nothing. And so where does the trust lie, and how can I protect myself? It's between my brother and myself, interesting enough, to find out what could possibly, how could I possibly protect myself and my brother?
Do you mean whether your brother's telling you the truth of the value?
Well, actually, I could say my brother would be ignorant to the fact. My sister-in-law would be
okay, so we would want to call the transfer agent or the custodian to figure out how much is really in there, and if they require someone's permission to talk, you might have to provide a death certificate or a court order. But first, we could help you with that at no charge in our initial meeting. So call our office at 888-988-JOSH, and we can call the transfer agent. So you could look up the stock, right? So let's say you have XYZ stock. You just Google, you know, Phillips 76 or whatever, you know, stock you own. You can Google, you know, the transfer agent of that company and call them. But we could help you as well. Okay? Does that help?
Thanks very much. And could you give me the number again, please? 688?
888-988-5674. But we help people settling stock all the time. And you're right, sometimes, you know, so maybe you had a parent or a grandparent who died and they had all these stocks and shoe boxes. A lot of people had drips in the 80s and 90s and 70s because that was the cheap way to buy stock. You can do drips now with reputable third-party custodians, and you don't need to have 800 different accounts. It makes life a lot easier if you ever pass. So call us 888-988-5674 for the no-obligation review. We'll be in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Long Island. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jalinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jalinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Josh, if you want help tax planning, income planning, taxes, income, and principal preservation strategies or growth strategies, you know, they're generally mutually exclusive. If you are thinking about doing a qualified charitable distribution for 2018, the time is running out. The deadline is December 31st. Sarah Brenner of IRAhelp.com talks about 10 things you need to know about QCDs. Many people are missing out on this tax break. And if you are taking required minimum distributions and you're giving to charity, this is something you should explore. Number one, tax reforms make the QCD more valuable than ever. You may be one of the many taxpayers now taking the standard deduction, which eliminates your tax breaks for charitable gifts because you'll no longer be itemizing. A QCD is a great way to give to your favorite church, charity, shul. Great remedy. Gives you a tax break for 2018 charitable contributions. Also, if you're a charity and you need help with a planned giving, we give planned giving talks to your groups at no charge for charities. We've been able to help many groups that have not set up QCDs or CRTs, the Charitable Remainder Trust. A QCD can add to the standard deduction. It allows the donations you made from your IRA to charity to be excluded from your income, lowering your AGI. You can do a QCD if you're an IRA owner or a beneficiary and you are 70 and a half years or older. Your QCD must be done as a direct transfer from the IRA to the charity. If a distribution is paid to you, you cannot give the funds to the charity. However, check made payable to the charity that is mailed to you and delivered by you to the charity will work as a QCD. You cannot receive anything in return for the donation. No free tickets, tote bags, or mugs. Gifts to donor-advised funds or private foundations do not qualify. The per-year limit is $100,000. Get our podcast. This is Josh Jalinski, the financial quarterback. We have a great book for you called The Power of Zero. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH. And when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review, we'll go over year-end tax planning maneuvers. We'll also go over your taxes on 401ks, IRAs. We'll go over the Roths. We'll go over the LERPs. We'll go over whatever financial questions you have. Call me now, 888-988-JOSH. And you get the free book when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Jalinski Advisory Group.
Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including Five-Star Wealth Manager, Advisory of the Year finalist by Senior Market Advisor, and top of the Million Dollar Roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jalinski or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at www.jalinski.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to effect transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, Josh Jelinski and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation.